Morning, JJ.
Morning.
Thanks for spending some time with us.
No problem.
When you guys play a team for the second time in a year, either a division opponent or, in this case, the Patriots this week, can you take things from the first game, or I guess what can you take from the first game that helps you in the second?
I mean, you can learn a lot. You look at formations, tendencies, personnel, everything. You look at the whole big picture. You look at small things. You look at individual players. You look at just about everything, and then you try and find ways to use it. And you also look and see what they've done since you played them, because obviously no team stays the same, and you see what they do differently now, and you try and figure out what they're going to do this time.
Do you spend more film prep on the first game tape or maybe one of their more recent games?
You do a little of both. I don't know that I'd quantify and say you spend more time on one or the other. You watch certain situations and you see what you see.
How do you feel you guys rebounded from that last game when you played here?
We had a rough stretch that last month of the regular season. There's no two ways to put it. We have no excuses. We have nothing to say about it. It's the playoffs now, and that's all that matters. It's one game, one and done if you don't win. So we're focused on winning this game.
JJ, you know, it's the playoffs, and I know you guys are happy to be here, but are you happy to get another shot at the Patriots with the way the first game went?
Of course. I mean, nobody likes playing like that on national television in front of the whole country. You don't like to put on a showing like we put on last time, and we're really excited about another opportunity to go up there, a very tough place to play, obviously a great football team. And if you want to win the Super Bowl in this league, you have to go through some very, very good football teams, and the Patriots are a very, very good football team.
We could sit here and pinpoint the negatives of that game the last time you were here, but afterwards a lot of your teammates said that the Patriots showed you guys how to play like champions. Those were direct quotes. Do you feel like that could be a pretty good learning experience given what was coming out of your locker room afterwards?
I mean, we know how to win football games. Obviously, we didn't play good last time we're up there. I think we can all agree on that. I don't think we need to keep rehashing it. And I think we just need to play our style of football. We're the Houston Texans. We'll do what we do. And we're going to go up there and give it everything we got. And we're really excited about the challenge.
What did you see from the Pats offensive line in that first game? And how would you kind of characterize that group?
I think they're a good offensive line. I think that they know the scheme, they know what they're doing, and they execute their assignments well.
JJ, it's such a quarterback-driven league, and the Patriots have Tom Brady, who's on the one of the winningest quarterbacks in history. Matt Schaub, second playoff start. How do you think Matt responded to his first playoff start last week?
I think he did well. I think for me, being able to sit back on the bench for, I think it was like 37, 38 minutes that the offense held the ball, it was great. And to see our offense control the ball, move it up and down the field the way they did, that's what you like to see, especially as a defensive guy. So really excited to see how he comes out this week, and I know he's going to do great. Always love having him on my team. Wouldn't trade him.
Obviously you can study Brady on film, but that first live experience, what did you take away from that maybe you wouldn't have caught on film?
I mean, he's got great control of his team. He's a very good quarterback. He obviously, you don't get to be as good as he is by luck. He's very, very good. He works hard at what he does, and there's a reason he's one of the best.
JJ, I know you line up kind of all over the place and go up against various different O-linemen. What did you see from Sebastian Vollmer the first time you saw him, and what do you see from a guy like that on tape?
I mean, I see an offensive lineman. I treat him all the same. It doesn't matter who it is. He's a good football player. But all I need to do is play my game.
How would you characterize the way you played the last time against the Patriots?
Obviously, I didn't play well enough. I got quite a few hits on Brady, but obviously the ball was gone every time. Didn't bend any balls, didn't have any tackles for loss, so I need to do more. And I think that's understood. I think that's known. But that's why I get another shot. And this is the playoffs, and I'm going to bring everything I have.
Is that something, again, going back to the on-film thing, is decision-making, is it just even faster live than maybe you imagined?
I mean, he's a very good quarterback, yes. He gets the ball quick. He knows the scheme very well. He knows where his receivers are. He knows who's going to be open. Like I said, he's one of the best, and I think you know plenty of reasons why.